Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with him on Fridays to talk about the region's top economic stories. And I got to start off with this rash of restaurant closings in downtown Sacramento. What's going on?
Yeah, it does seem like we've had a lot of drama in the restaurant world, and we've lost some big names. Most recently, it was McCormick and Schmick's downtown, which will be turned into a claim jumper. I don't think foodies will be rejoicing over that one. Another well-regarded downtown restaurant, Blackbird, closed last week, and you'll remember last month it was The Broiler. It's an iconic steakhouse also downtown, shut its doors. So it's natural for us to see patterns, but I don't think there is one here. We're just paying more attention to food and restaurants these days, I think, and so closings get more attention. I don't think we have to worry that our restaurant industry is in trouble. It's just a volatile business.
Another story this week involves officials from Roseville and Placer County traveling to England. They're trying to recruit a university to build a campus here.
It's been more than a decade, really, since this idea has been around. We have a couple of promising startups, but Sacramento really lacks a well-established, sizable private university to complement the big state schools. This idea started a dozen years ago when Angelo K. Sakopoulos offered land to Drexel University in Philadelphia, and the idea was to build a campus that would be an anchor for development. It's the same idea, incidentally, that developers of the Cordova Hills project proposed more recently. Now, that deal never worked out, in part because of the recession, but Drexel did establish a small campus here and that survived and seems to be growing.
Well, this latest potential deal is with a big research school in England called the University of Warwick.
I see a lot of reasons to be skeptical about this.
Well, how come? I mean, a lot of big American universities are setting up campuses and spots around the globe. Doesn't it make sense for British schools to do that, too?
Definitely. And we've talked to experts who point out that universities with international reputations are increasingly competing on a global scale, particularly for graduate and business degrees. But there are three problems here, I think, that are pretty significant. One is that University of Warwick is not a recognized brand here. That will make it a tough sell. I mean, you know, even Drexel, which is a very strong reputation back east, struggled to get a foothold in Sacramento. So the idea of a full-blown campus for a university that most Americans don't recognize is a little hard to see, I think. And the second problem is that technology is increasingly undercutting the economic model of traditional model of higher education. You know, we'll always have classrooms, but there are many cheaper ways to expand than building campuses. Also, there are a lot of infill locations, even in Roseville, that perhaps make more sense.
Yeah, this proposal is for a campus on what is now farmland.
And that raises all the concerns about sprawl and leapfrog development that we've seen with other projects. So, many hurdles.
Well, it's been almost 2 weeks since California's new health benefit exchange opened for business, and overall, it seems to be running fairly well.
Unlike the federal system that is serving 37 other states, California's exchange hasn't had any crippling breakdowns. The website does remain slow. I tried it at about 9:30 at night the other night and still found it maddeningly slow to get through. So I think demand covered California says the problem is just demand, that a lot of people are curious and a lot of people who haven't had health insurance, they want to buy it. So that's all good. I think most people understand this is a big change. It will take time for the bugs to work out. And they have a couple of months to sign up if they want coverage starting January 1st and even longer. They can enroll through March for this first year. So as you reported and we reported on Tuesday, the exchange signed up something like 16,000 households and 400 businesses in its first week. And they still project to reach something like 500,000 people in the first 6 months.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk Friday mornings about the region's economic news. You can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.